And one of the questions that I hear a lot from parents is, you know, can they treat enkaphresis? Can they make enkaphresis go away? Can they get rid of the accidents by changing the diet? And if so, what dietary changes are recommended? Can you give some guidance on that, Shelley?
Yes, we definitely, in our practice, we certainly encourage health, and diet is an important part of life, especially a young person. But we know in practice, and it's pretty well proven, that unfortunately diet cannot be used to treat enkaphresis. It still is an important focus of, as I said, anybody's life, but it can't fix the problem. And most parents who've dealt with this for a long time are fully aware of that and sometimes frustrated by it. I mean, I will have many patients call me up and say, well, but what if I do this? What if I feed them this? What if I, you know, increase that? And, you know, then we have a conversation that hopefully for them helps to alleviate their stress, because they frequently feel like they've done something wrong, like, you know, maybe they didn't add enough vegetables in at some point, or maybe they weren't, you know, giving them enough of the right fluids, and it's nothing they did, and it has nothing to do with that. But unfortunately, most of the data that's out there and most of the research that's been done regarding constipation, which obviously comes before the enkaphresis and is much more easy to get information on, everybody talks about the diet, even though those of us who are in practice know that that's not really the underlying cause, and that's not the treatment either.